let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America. Great to have you with us on the program today. New from author Aidan Lee, the book Mama's Gonna Kill Me, The Life in a Quiet Fjord in Iceland is about to change. A stunning newcomer, a scientific center is built opposite a serene fisherman village. The author studied construction management in Denmark for 3.5 years. She familiarized herself with the Scandinavian outlook and project management practices. Later, she continued her education in England, studying urban design, which increased her understanding on the placemaking problematics. Currently, she's a PhD student in England, focusing on the architectural problems of high-rise buildings. And Aidan Lee, author of Mama's Gonna Kill Me, joins us on This Week in America. Aidan, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
This is really a fun book to read. So much going on that we'll talk about during the course of the program. But where did this idea come from? Where did you get the concept? And then we'll talk about how you were able to develop this into this really, really well-done novel. Where did this idea come from?
It was just my emotions and the feelings I had after I lived for a while in Denmark. It was really overwhelming because I felt so much support and help and good attitude towards me from the Danes and from my colleagues and from my teachers. And I was so impressed by them that I started jotting down some characters that I felt one day might be interesting to read about.
And they, in fact, are, and you'll read about them in the book Mama's Gonna Kill Me by author Aidan Lee, our guest on the program. I mentioned the Scientific Center. Let's talk about that, because that is a main character in the book. Talk about that, described as a salvation from an ecological point of view. Talk about the Scientific Center, and then we'll talk about some of the characters in the book.
Yes, I had in mind that to build in a Nordic country, and especially in Iceland, takes a lot of preparation in terms of ecological footprint, because they're very concerned with their environment. So they needed a big building, but they also needed a building that will not harm the environment. And this is what this center achieves as an architecture and the construction, as installations as well.
Yeah, I mentioned the quiet area there is about to change. You've got the Scientific Center opposite a serene fisherman village, and you do such a nice job in painting the landscape, describing that as you read the book. You can close your eyes and you can imagine what you're seeing there. Let's talk about one of the main characters, Dan Solberg, who's a Norwegian historian. Talk about his role, what he's sent there to do.
He's supposed to complete a database for the center. They're interested in the history of the place because they want to be connected, not to be a newcomer that makes a disruption in the existing fabric of the social life there, but to make a connection from the past to the what's coming. So he needs to make that connection. His role, his job is very important in this context.
And he's there and he finds the diverse cultural relations that he has to deal with there, this diverse group of people. That's a big part of the story as well, isn't it? Because this is where he's in and he's dealing with people, different people and different customs, isn't he?
Yes, because I was so impressed by the Danes. When I was thinking about the book, I was definitely thinking that a Dane will be running the show. So there is a man from Denmark that is a manager of the whole center, and then we have the local people. I have worked with Icelanders; they're just lovely people. This is the best experience I had ever working in a team in Denmark. Because sometimes it's not such a walk in the park to meet others' expectations, but the Icelanders, they were just wonderful. And I had the local people based on my impressions from my colleagues. And then we have people from all over the world that also find the Nordic countries like a place where they want to start new life.
Aidan Lee, our guest on the program, talking about her new book, Mama's Gonna Kill Me. The book is available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can go to bookventure.com, the bookstore there, and you can link on directly to all those sites at our site, thisweekinamerica.us. You mentioned the manager of the center, Henning Olsen. Tell me a little bit about him. He's an interesting person as well, and dealing with some challenges in getting the center going and having it being accepted as well, doesn't he?
Yes, he's. I pictured him as a typical Danish authority. And when you are dealing with authorities in Denmark, you're very informal. They are very friendly, very willing to help you to resolve any problem that you have. They're not imposing too much control over you, and they are ready to meet skepticism. So if you think that you need to do something your own way, they don't think that they necessarily have to have it their way.
Right.
So I picture this man as very laissez-faire, and he also has problems to deal with, and then he shows the tough part of the Danes, which can be very harsh and persuasive, and they are eager to solve problems. They cannot live with a problem long time or hide it under the carpet. They have to solve it. They're very good at solving problems, and sometimes they seek for the problems that do not come to them, that don't concern them. So this is very typical for the Danish people.
How was it, and what challenges did you have as you're, again, have a diverse group of characters that we've talked about, each one bringing their own perspective, their own background to the situation? How challenging was that? It's not like these people all came from the same college and they all had the same background. Each one brings a diverse background, and you've got to bring all of that out and bring that all that together in the book. How challenging was that? Because you've got a lot of people, different thoughts represented here.
Well, some images are very crude. They're just to finish the picture, like the guy from North Korea. I needed to have some more controversial country in the plot, but it was challenging because I wanted to be aware of the personality traits of every character.
Yes.
Depending on its background. So I had to study a lot about different countries, and some experience I had through my studies, but some people I needed to really research.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about research. Yeah, because it's not just taking an idea, a fantasy, and you're going to write about it, and it doesn't make a whole lot of difference if it's got any basis in truth. You're talking about people of various nationalities, and we have some familiarity with that. But also the background of the center, ecological issues that you're dealing with. How much research went into the book Mama's Gonna Kill Me?
It was many years. I didn't, when I left Denmark, I had only characters, and they were very unfinished, like not so rounded, if I can say so. I didn't went into writing right away, but I was reading, and that took me many years.
The book is called Mama's Gonna Kill Me. Aidan Lee is our guest on the program. That's A-Y-D-E-N, Aidan Lee. Books available all across the U.S. at the usual places. And you can find links by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk a little bit about writing the book. Did you start with an outline, or was this something that sort of you had a rough sketch in your mind and you went from there?
Oh, no. I started with the characters, and when I had them and I knew how they're gonna act in situations, I had this story kind of anticipated, but it was very messy in my head. So once I had time to write, I sat down, I made a structure of the book, what's going to happen, when it's going to happen. And I started very diligently writing chapter after chapter based on this structure.
We talk about, in the book is Mama is Gonna Kill Me, author Aidan Lee, our guest in the program. There's conflict in the book. I don't want to give too much of the book away, but what are some of the problems that that Dan and Henning and people working on this and people in the area there, what do they have to deal with? What are some of the difficulties they faced?
Well, that was the main problem when I was writing the book. I thought when you had Dan Henning in charge, then they're saying it. The only thing that happen, you can die from boredom or from freezing to death. It's just everything is so well organized, and then, so they're very thoughtful, and he's very thoughtful. And the main problem is that the local guys, they feel unchallenged, and sometimes they make jokes, they play jokes on each other, or this is what's happening in the place, and it was difficult for me to find antagonist, because I thought they won't have natural enemies, these people, but I finally came up with the idea. So industrial espionage was the thing that I thought should be, it's a concern worldwide, and everybody's concerned with it, and it should be, that's the main problem in the book.
And you do an excellent job. Once you start reading the book, you can't wait to find out how this is going to develop and following the story that we're talking about. The book is Mama's Gonna Kill Me. You've mentioned, you know, the impact that Denmark had on you, and you were able to leave Denmark, but I don't think Denmark ever left you. Talk about that that part of your life that really shaped who you are today and will be probably in the future, I would assume.
Yes, you can say that, because you learn to think proactively, and you follow their rules, their procedures. So for so long, for 3 years and a half, doing project after project, that and it's not only this, it's in personal relationship. When you have some problems as a person, they shape you in a way that you feel a better person.
What was this experience like for you? Going back and recounting those memories, obviously, from your time in that area, but the writing process and then completing the writing process, where you actually are holding books that have your name on and this great book cover with the book Mama's Gonna Kill Me. What has this whole process, this whole journey been like for you?
I can honestly say it was an outlet for many emotions, and for sometimes when I had a problem, I was thinking, can I use this in the book? And I was contemplating the problem, and maybe putting it into book was kind of a therapy for me. I don't know how to explain it.
Are you working on something now, another book?
Yes, I have like 30 pages, but I'm finishing now my PhD, and I don't have much time, so it's going to be further in the future, finishing the second book. It's the next project of Dan, which is in Spain. It's about that.
That will be fascinating to read. The first book that Aidan has written is an excellent read. It's Mama's Gonna Kill Me. A couple minutes left in the program, and I mentioned the PhD in the beginning, that studying the architectural problems of high-rise buildings. That's something where, as all across the world, we're running out of land, so we're going up. How fascinating is that? I would think that would be, in particular with a lot of the problems around the world now, a fascinating area of study.
Yes, it was very interesting, and I hope I will make some contribution to knowledge, because in England especially, where my main research is focused, they're doing good things, but there is no so much information what good thing is. So people are kind of isolated in their decisions, in their approach to the problems, and they have a lot of problems with high-rise buildings.
I get the impression, as you talk about that, and as we're discussing the book Mama's Gonna Kill, you're very thoughtful. You look at things, observe things. Is this something you've done all your life where you look at a particular area and you give it some deliberation?
Yes, it's just the way I approach things, because if something is not fully if I'm not absorbed fully into something, there is no sense for me to deal with it at all.
And you you can tell that in the book, because you really do a nice job of developing the characters, of giving us the landscape and the story. It's really well done. The book is Mama's Gonna Kill Me. The author is Aiden Lee, A-Y-D-E-N, Aiden Lee, L-E-E. The book is available at all the usual places where you'll find books. Information, of course, at bookventure.com/bookstore. You can link on to all of those at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Aiden, a pleasure having you on the program. Excellent job with the book, Mama's Gonna Kill Me. Look forward, and hopefully you'll have time and get the PhD and everything will go great there, and you can finish the next book and let us know, and we'll talk about that. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you. So, bye-bye.
Our guest, Aiden Lee. The book is Mama's Gonna Kill Me. Information available at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.